This is VK6 Amateur Radio News with News West for Sunday, the 3rd of July 2022. News West today is the Club Focus edition, and we've invited clubs to tell their story and promote their activities. In the Club Focus series, we talk about the importance of clubs, and then there's an interesting story about the Wireless Institute. Listen and form your own opinion. We have a good number of club contributions, and there's Roy's helpline to finish off with. Recently, I was thinking about how clubs can maximise their impact on, or if you like, benefit to, the amateur radio hobby. Clubs, to me, are the rock upon which amateur radio was built. I'll expand on that shortly. However, I'd like to explain first that there are people in the hobby who do great, innovative stuff that fascinates us as we hear about them. These people would probably do this stuff whether or not they belong to a club. So in discussing the contribution of clubs to the health of the hobby, in no way dismisses those who develop, experiment and build outside of amateur radio clubs. But let's get back to clubs. Why did I call clubs the rock upon which amateur radio was built? Humans are social animals. Whenever we get interested in something, we tend to find others with the same interests and explore our mutual interests. Maybe this developed as a survival strategy way back when we had to go hunt our food, and the result was always better when the good hunters worked together. You know how it goes, woolly mammoth steaks versus rat stew. There's also this thing built into us that makes us want to socialise with other people. We benefit by being connected into the community around us. The better the connection, the better we function, and our mental health improves. So keep that thought in your mind while we explore why amateur radio benefits by the existence of clubs. When people with a common interest get together, they will talk shop in a very short time. They exchange experiences, anecdotes and knowledge. Sharing these things builds up the knowledge and skills of individuals. Clubs often invest in equipment that individuals can't afford or are unable to have at home, thereby offering opportunities for more people to get on air who otherwise are unable to. Of particular importance these days are things like decent masts and antennas. Clubs are useful when something needs to be done because a structure and a member list is already in place. So if a need arises to get a group together to do something, clubs can do it in a short time. In summary, joining a club is a win for you. You get the social stuff, you can learn from others and share your knowledge and experience, and you get to play with toys in good company. A good club is a safe place where its members can learn and explore, and good clubs work together for the betterment of our hobby. I'm Bob, VK6POP.
Hello, this is Chris, VK3QB from QRM Guru. I've got a really disappointing story for listeners this week. Hopefully by now, most listeners will have heard about QRM Guru and will have checked out this free resource. As many of you know, Ian, VK3BUF, and I launched QRM Guru at Perth Tech in 2019. Since then, we've had over 30 amateurs contribute case studies, reviews, and articles for inclusion on the website. QRM Guru has helped hundreds of amateurs resolve noise issues. We've visited over 16 clubs across 5 states and donated 20 QRM kill kits to clubs. The website has been viewed hundreds of thousands of times by amateurs all over the world. We've provided email and telephone support to assist amateurs in identifying, analysing and resolving their QRM issues. Since QRM Guru's launch, we've approached the WIA seeking their support. For some strange reason, the WIA have resisted any formal acknowledgement of QRM Guru's existence. Articles submitted to AR magazine have been rejected. In 2021, a WIA member submitted an application that QRM Guru developer Ian, VK3BUF, be considered for a technical merit award. Sadly, due to prejudice and political pressure at the board level, this application was buried. It wasn't even considered. This year, the application was submitted again. This time, WIA President Scott Williams, VK3KJ, ensured the application was put on the table for consideration. Well, I'm thrilled to report that the WIA awarded Ian the 2022 WIA Technical Excellence Award. Thanks, Scott, for forcing the board to evaluate Ian's contributions on their merit. And congratulations, Ian. You can read more about this by visiting QRM Guru and checking out the news section. Off the back of this very worthy acknowledgement of Ian's work and QRM Guru, we thought we'd put a paid advertisement in Amateur Radio Magazine. A simple advertisement with the QRM logo and a few key messages to help WIA members and AR readers who may not have heard of the website. Well, a few days later, the WIA National Office sent me an email advising the advertisement was declined. No explanation was provided. I've since asked, but, well, radio silence. So I emailed the WIA president. It seems the advertisement was sent to the WIA board for approval. That's right. The WIA board now approves advertisements. The WIA president advised that the board denied it because, wait for it, on the QRM Guru website, comprising over 120 pages, there was one photo of Ian, VK3BUF, wearing a RASA t-shirt, sitting at a table with a partially visible RASA banner. I've reviewed every editorial guideline I could find on the WIA website, and my advertisement didn't break a single WIA policy or editorial guideline. The WIA board rejected a $385 paid advertisement for QRM Guru. And yet they gave the author of the same resource a Technical Excellence Award. I understand the WIA president is as disgusted by this decision as I am. Why would the majority of the board behave in such a prejudicial, oppressive, and unconscionable manner? In my opinion, this easily satisfies the test of unconscionable conduct and may well be against Australian consumer law. How can the WIA claim to advocate in the broader community's interest, let alone those of its members, when it actively censors bona fide news and information that is of interest to the amateur radio community as a whole? Even more so when the author of the information has been issued with the WIA's Technical Excellence Award. This oppressive conduct is prejudicial and discriminatory and is hardly worthy of the 110-year-old National Institute. Now, at Scott's request, I've been through the QRM Guru website and removed any references to RASA, as clearly the WIA board sees RASA as some kind of threat. I'm not exactly sure what they're afraid of, but all references have been removed. On this basis, we expect the advertisement will meet with the WIA board's pub test, and you'll see it in an upcoming edition of Amateur Radio Magazine.
There is nothing much new about Perth Tech this week, except to let you know that we missed the July 1 timeline for opening of bookings, but that will be fixed shortly. We're currently negotiating catering arrangements for Saturday, and your taste buds will be in for a treat with country catering. Our thanks to the Hills Amateur Radio Group for their generous donation towards Perth Tech, and perhaps other groups might see their way clear to contributing. Clubs may like to consider donating something to add to the raffle prize pool. We're not looking at making a profit on the raffle. Rather, it's there as an incentive to come along and get yourself some tickets. The small number of tickets means a greater chance of winning a prize. First prize, and there's been no decision yet about what it might be, by itself will be worth your while. So that's a pretty big swag of what's in it for you to think about. Meanwhile, consider your options. Bring a caravan or camper and stay on site or day trip. You'll need a car, be it your own or someone else's car. By someone else's car, we're not suggesting you steal a car, but for the right price, we can arrange that for you. If you're totally stuck without transport and you really want to come to Perth Tech, let us know and we'll see what can be done. Email us at our address at perthtech@vk6.net. We're continually updating Perth Tech information at our website, vk6.net.
The main up chapter of the Southern Electronics Group would like to invite hams and their wives, husbands, partners, significant others, or even interested friends to attend our inaugural field event on the 10th and 11th of September. Main Up Ham Camption is an informal campout and radio getaway weekend where we can use and discuss practical projects for your radio and antenna, in an open area with plenty of tall trees and great facilities. Food and beverages are all BYO, but if there is enough interest, we can bring orders of takeaway from town on the Saturday night. The grounds are large with plenty of space for your caravan, tent or swag, with some indoor shed room in case it gets a bit wet. If you choose to visit but would prefer a more civilised motel or bed and breakfast, there are many available from 10 to 30 minutes from main up. There is limited power available on the grounds, so self-contained power is preferred. There are toilets and showers, and camping will be $10 per person per night. The event is focused on the weekend, but campers are welcome to arrive on the Friday afternoon or evening, but if you are planning to do this, please let me know beforehand. The main up sports ground is located 15 kilometres south of Boyart Brook on the Boyart Brook Cranbrook Road next to the main up hall. As this is the first time we have run this event, please be patient and feel free to suggest changes or additions. We would like to see it succeed and grow for next year. For further details and to register your interest, please contact me at Victor Kilo Sierra India X-ray Echo Kilo, that's VK6EK, at gmail.com. This is Darren, VK6EK, for the Southern Electronics Group.
In Western Australia and beyond, News West is available on air, online and on demand. Visit our website, vk6.net, to find out how. This is VK6 Amateur Radio News.
Now here's a reminder from Andy, VK6HQ, that the Hills Amateur Radio Group, HARG, is located at 5 Sanderson Road, Les Murdy, and members and visitors officially meet on the last Saturday of each month for the general meeting, and the shack is open every Saturday from about 12 noon with a barbecue lunch at 1 o'clock. Members and non-members alike are welcome to come along. HARG considers itself a friendly and easy to get along with club who want to help and promote new and returning amateur radio enthusiasts to the hobby, and welcomes people of any level who want to learn and have some fun in all aspects of radio. Finally, HARG has a web presence. Look them up, www.harg.org.au. HARG is Hotel Alfa Romeo Golf, so that's www.harg.org.au. Or just come along on a Saturday and join in. And Andy assures me that they don't bite. Well, they do bite because they have their sausage sizzle lunch. They bite that. But anyway, you'll be given a welcome if you turn up on Saturdays at the Hills Amateur Radio Group. And their address again is 5 Sanderson Road in Les Murdy.
Things continue to move forward at the NCRG. Keep an ear out for messaging from Brad, VK6BAP, representing the organising committee as they continue to put the finishing touches on preps for the 2022 NCRG Hamfest. Hams from overseas continue to drop into the club with a welcome visit last weekend from Thigu, Victor Uniform 2, Papa Tango Romeo, here from his normal home in Chennai, India. Not his first visit though. Thigu previously visited us in March 2017. The 10 GHz project continues to progress well with changes to the design along the way. In the meantime, our Ultra Beam antenna is a little closer to the ground while dedicated members fault find a few tuning issues while servicing the rotator and main bearings. Also, a final reminder to all members that the NCRG annual general meeting will be held 10 a.m. sharp on Sunday the 24th of July. If you need more information regarding that, please contact Brian, VK6BMA. This message comes to you via Eddie, VK6YA, on behalf of the committee of the Northern Corridor Radio Group. I'm Glyn, VK6PAW.
WA Amateur Radio News is the amateur radio club that brings News West to you every week of the year. We're also the mob that puts on Perth Tech. Today, we're announcing our annual general meeting, which is to be on Sunday, the 31st of July, at the Guildford Mechanics Institute Hall, 20 Meadow Street, Guildford. It's opposite Stirling Square and a 5-minute walk from the Guildford train station. Following the success of last year's open invitation annual general meeting, we again invite anyone who's interested to attend, whether or not you consider yourself a member of the WA Amateur Radio News Incorporated. We'll commence at 1 p.m. with lunch, a shot of tea or coffee, and an eyeball net, followed by the AGM at 2 p.m. And here's the good bit. Lunch is on us. Yep, you turn up. you have lunch with us. And the next good bit is, you won't be pressured to take on a role, although you will be given an opportunity to join the team if you'd like to. After the AGM, which should last only a few minutes, we'll have a Q&A general discussion, during which we'll be talking about News West and Perth Tech, and how you might be able to help out on the day. And of course, we can talk about anything else that comes up. So that's it. The WA Amateur Radio News AGM, Sunday, 31st of July in Guildford. There's a simple registration form on the vk6.net website. Just name and call sign. We need registrations so that we know how many people are coming. Because when it comes to it, you don't want to have to share a tea bag or a sausage roll, do you?
Hello everyone, this is Clive, VK6 Charlie Sierra Whiskey, reminding you that tomorrow is the first Monday of the month, time for the Radio Amateurs Old Timers Club of Australia's July Bulletin to go to air. Don't forget too that the next lunchtime meeting for members and friends of the ROTC is at the Bayswater Hotel Bayswater on Tuesday, July the 12th, starting at around midday. Everyone's welcome to join in and to have an eyeball QSO. If you're a newcomer and you'd like more details, please email coordinator Phil, VK6ZKO, at pbcasper@bigpond.com. I'll just spell that. Papa, Bravo, Charlie, Alpha, Sierra, Papa, Echo, Romeo, pbcasper@bigpond.com. This month, as well as all the latest club news, I will be reminiscing about some remarkable QRP contacts in 1922. Bill, VK3BR, tells us about detection methods employed before radar was invented. And Andrew, VK3CAH, talks about an organisation that celebrates a very special birthday that occurred on July the 1st, 90 years ago. Everyone, ROTC members and non-members alike, is most welcome to listen to the programme and to join in the callbacks afterwards. The bulletin is transmitted via a wide range of times, modes and frequencies, including HF, VHF, UHF, D-Star, digital mobile radio and Echolink. Full details can be found on the ROTC website at www.raotc.org.au or just Google ROTC broadcasts. Please note that some broadcast times are shown in Victoria local times and that WA local time is 2 hours behind Victoria time. Tomorrow, as well as the 20-meter SSB transmissions on 14.150 MHz at 00 and 0100 hours UTC, that's 8 a.m. and 9 a.m. WA local time, there are other more local transmissions as well. At 9 a.m, Chris, VK6JI, will transmit the bulletin on 80 meters on 3620 kHz. Also at 9 a.m. local time, there's a transmission via digital mobile radio on the VKDMR Network Talk Group 5. At 10 a.m, there's a transmission via the News West linked repeater system, simultaneously with one on 40 meters on 7088 kHz, again by Chris VK6JI. On Wednesday, July the 6th, we have a D-Star broadcast at 5:30 p.m. WA local time. This will be transmitted via D-Star Reflector 91C and will follow the D-Star news line. On the Sunday following the first Monday of the month, repeats of the ROTC bulletin follow the 160-meter and 40-meter broadcasts of the WIA news. If you wish, you can download the audio file at any time from today from the ROTC website. If you do listen this way, a brief feedback comment would be appreciated so that we know how many take advantage of this service. Once again, tune in tomorrow for the July broadcast, and we look forward to hearing your call sign in the callbacks. 7-3 from Clive, VK6CSW.
The news is out. The Northern Corridor Radio Group will be holding its annual Hamfest on Sunday morning, the 28th of August, at the Cyril Jackson Community Hall in Bassendean. The Hamfest will start at 9 a.m. and finish around 12 p.m. As always, suppliers can set up from 7:30 a.m. The NCRG will be staging a raffle with tickets available on the day and online before the event. The raffle will be drawn live at the conclusion of the Hamfest, with more details to follow in the coming weeks. We expect attendance will be high this year now that the borders are open and restrictions unlikely. Come along and catch up with friends, check out the new and second-hand wares on sale, and of course, dine out on the yummy snacks that will be available from the canteen. If you want to book a table to sell or exhibit at the Hamfest, please be aware that tables are running out fast. There is no charge for a table, just the entry fee of $5 for every person, NCRG members included. Additional details will be posted on the NCRG website. If you'd like to book a table or ask a question about the Hamfest, please contact myself, Brad Peters, VK6BAP, on 0427 401513. See you all there.
This is VK6ARN, and you're listening to News West.
Well, that was a turn up for the books. Do you remember a couple of months ago we promoted an initiative by the Northeastern Victorian Amateur Radio Club to raise money to gather funds to assist flood-affected amateurs to restart their radio life? It appears that there's a characteristic of amateurs that left the fund unused. We tend to build our shacks on high ground. Or at least that's the perception, because there were no claims made on the fund, and so, according to the rules of the fund, made when it was set up, any leftover funds after distribution would be returned to the contributors. So, last week, the NEVARC Club was chasing the contributors to get bank details so that the donations could be refunded, and they have. As they say, it's the thought that counts, and congratulations are due to the NEVARC group for not only thinking of others, but doing something about it. There should be more of it. Now, did you hear a promotional or news item for your club today? No? Well, you probably didn't miss hearing it. It's more likely that your club missed sending something in for Club Focus. Does your club have a publicity officer? Are they doing their job? Do they need some encouragement, prodding, or support to promote your club? And when I talk about promotion of your club, not just here on News West, we're delighted to put anything to air for your club, but in every way. Facebook, whatever you can do, local newspapers, go for it. If you missed out this time, you've got 4 weeks to prepare for the next Club Focus segment. Now, at Prawnheads during the week, we welcomed to Australia, and to Perth especially, Paul MM7EMD, who recently arrived from Scotland. Paul has been an avid News West listener for some time and contacted us a while ago, advising us of his planned migration to Perth. Paul turned up in shorts, stating that Wednesday's weather was as good as any Scottish summer. Welcome to Perth, Paul and Annie. Prawnheads is a loosely knit group that meets every Wednesday for lunch and a chat about almost anything. We meet at the U and I Vietnamese restaurant, which is in Francis Street, right on the corner of William Street in Northbridge, at 12 noon on Wednesdays. No appointments required, just rock up. You can find us on Facebook, just look for Prawnheads.
Good morning from your friendly neighbourhood assessor at Ham College. Our next foundation course will be on the 6th and 7th of August. If you or you know somebody interested in sitting our foundation course, please send through a query on our website www.hamcollege.org.au. Despite the COVID outbreak in WA over the past 6 months, we have been able to conduct around 40 assessments at Ham College, quite a considerable increase from 2021, which is a great outcome for the hobby. While on the subject of assessments, our next assessment session is on the 13th of August. We can conduct advanced, standard and foundation exams. We can also conduct practical assessments. If you would like to sit an exam, please submit a query through our website, www.hamcollege.org.au. We can now finally say the VK6RIB Ham College Information Beacon has found its home at Ham College. With the NBN finally getting connected to the shack, we could put the beacon back on air for good. Please listen out for it on 145.575 MHz FM. If you would like to have any content broadcast on the Beacon, please contact the Beacon team at vk6rib@hamcollege.org.au. That is vk6rib@hamcollege.org.au. ham.org.au. The Ham College monthly meetings are conducted on the second Wednesday of the month at 7 p.m. As we hold most of these meetings online, please submit a query on our website if you would like the link to our meeting, www.hamcollege.org.au. This has been Chris, Victor Kilo 6 Charlie Foxtrot, for Ham College 73s.
Next week, News West will take a look at contesting, and we'll be encouraging you to go a contesting. We understand that contesting isn't everyone's cup of tea and that amateur radio is a hobby embracing a broad range of interests. We know that, however, contesting embraces a good range of these interests. So next week we'll tell you which contests are coming up in the next couple of months, and that includes a couple of big local contests such as the Trans-Tasman, the Remembrance Day contest, and the Alara contest, which isn't that big but needs a shot in the arm with more support. We'd like you to share your stories about contesting, what you like about contests, and what you've learned through contesting. Let's have you. Let's hear the stories. Send your story to us as an email attachment to newswest@vk6.net. We need it before noon Friday for inclusion in the weekend's bulletin.
Good morning from the helpline desk. It's Roy, VK6X-Ray Victor, with this week's helpline for the 3rd of July, 2022. I have today for sale the following items are being sold on behalf of another amateur's family and selling to licensed amateurs only. We have for you the following. The Yaesu Fox Tango 450 HF and 6 meter, good condition, $450 nearest offer. There was also an ICOM IC718 HF, excellent condition, $800 nearest offer. There's also a Shueyo Kilo 2 Alpha Tango VHF handheld, good condition, 2 batteries, offers on that. There is an Alinco Delta Juliet 580, 2 meter and 70 centimeter handheld, poor condition with no charger, any offer on that one. Antenna tuners available. There's a Yaesu Fox Charlie 700, 150 watt unit, good condition, $125. There's an MFJ 962 Delta 800 watt amplifier output, 800 watts, good condition, $300. Power supplies, we have an Mtron Echo Papa Sierra 20 ST 12 volt 3 amp, any offer. PowerTech Mike Papa 3075 12 volts at 15 amps, $100. There's a Bencher ST1 paddle key, $75. A Bencher ST2 paddle key, $100. Dick Smith Electronic Delta Mic 4061 dip meter. That's a good dip meter, or a transistor dip meter in this case, probably. $100. There's an MFJ 259B antenna analyzer, $350, the nearest offer. And the homemade dummy load offers. Homemade 2 radio 4 antenna switch offers. I'm not too sure what that means. Homemade 2 radio 4 antenna switch offer. That must be a antenna switching unit on the dummy load. Jeff is a shift worker and may be contacted by email Victor Kilo 6 Juliet Kilo Romeo at upandaway.com. I'll spell again, Victor Kilo 6 Juliet Kilo Romeo at Uniform Papa November Alpha Whiskey Alpha Yankee .com. Leave your contact telephone number details and Jeff will phone you back. It's Jeff, VK6 Juliet Kilo Romeo, and he would like to hear from you if you're interested in any of those items. Next we have very little. There's nothing else left. That's it. So if you have any items for next week, please contact me. VK6X-Ray Victor at BigPond.com is the address. Victor Kilo 6X-Ray Victor at BigPond.com for any email incoming for next week's broadcast or any queries that you may have. A good morning to you, and 73 from Roy, VK6X-Ray Victor. Cheers for now.
Thanks for listening, and thanks to the broadcasters and the studio team, which was Mike, VK6KMS, Andrew, VK6AS, and Roy, VK6X-Ray Victor, and thanks to the casual contributors. I'm Bob, VK6POP, the News West producer, suggesting that you stick around for callbacks, then get on air and make some noise.